It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Well, today's second cup brought to you by Brenda and Aaron today. David feeling a little bit under the weather today. Aaron, you were ready, but you said already this morning you were well into your second cup when the show started. So this is actually your third cup of coffee.
I drank my first cup on the drive-in, my second cup writing up my copy. So it's on to the third one.
All right. Well, the third cup is out there waiting for you. I'm really excited. This is a new blend that we just found out yesterday that the Grotto now is making their own coffee. Mm-hmm. Saint Drogo or Saint Drago? We're not quite sure.
It's the Saint Drago blend by the, or is it the Grotto blend?
It's the Grotto blend.
The Saint Drago Grotto blend. It's delicious either way.
Drago and Grotto. See, it seems like that's how you should pronounce it because it goes together.
Yeah, it makes it, it literally rolls off the tongue.
Sorry about that, Sarah. You're getting overruled today. So anyways, though, well, if you're over at the Grotto, why not stop in, support their mission, the Servite Fathers, and get yourself
some nice bag of coffee.
Grotto blend. It's very good. Well, Aaron, today we've been mentioning it on and off throughout the show. It is a beautiful feast day. Mm-hmm. Our Lady of the Rosary here at Mater Dei Radio. We celebrate this because that's what we're all about. We were
this
started.
This is Mama's house. That's
because we wanted to pray the rosary on the air. And since then,
got mine right there.
That's your rosary right there in your pocket. But this is interesting. We were talking off and on during the breaks too. Mm-hmm. Originally, this was known, or Our Lady of the Rosary was Our Lady of Victory, which she still goes by both names. But how did the two come together?
So it originated at the famous Battle of Lepanto, of which today is the 450th anniversary. But you got to go back to the 16th century. So in 16th century Europe, it was split by the Protestant revolt. And so there was a lot of infighting in what was called Christendom. And the Ottoman Empire was on the rise and was looking to basically reinvade parts of southern Europe. And St. Pius V, or now St. Pius V, then Pope Pius V, organized and called for what was the Holy League, which was literally the call to arms to defend Europe from this coming invasion. But it was largely ignored because of all the infighting that was going on with the Protestants. And really only Spain and Italy responded with troops and ships. Now, after calling for this, he also called for all of the laity and the priests and religious to pray the rosary for Our Lady's intercession. And that's a key factor coming up. You might guess the outcome of this. Now, the Ottoman Empire had a massive fleet of approximately 300 ships and about 100,000 soldiers on board, to which the Christian fleet was about 280 ships with approximately 70,000 men. But the difference was they had a rosary issued to each man along with, you know, when he went on to the ship, literally the commander of the fleet gave, the famous Don Juan, made sure that every man had a rosary. He also made sure that every ship either had a Jesuit, a Dominican, or a Franciscan priest on board to hear confessions and to offer mass. Now, the day of the battle when these two fleets met outside of Lepanto, which is now a different name in Greece, I've managed to not write that the name of it now, the Christian fleet was at a disadvantage due to the wind. The wind was actually in the Ottomans' favor.
Okay.
And however, the day of the battle, the clouds parted and the wind completely shifted in the Christians' favor, and there was a routing victory. And I'm glossing over so many details just because we don't have the time. If you do have the time, spend today looking it up. It's going to be everywhere on the internet because today's the 450th anniversary. But it goes on because, again, St. Pius V was calling for everyone to pray the rosary for Mary's intercession for protection of Europe. Now, according to witnesses, St. Pius V, after the victory had been won in Rome that day, he essentially had a vision of the victory, leapt up from this his prayer time, ran around and said, "That's it, we've got to celebrate. We just won a rousing victory thanks to Our Lady," days before the official word actually arrived saying we had won. So St. Pius V instituted this day as Our Lady of Victory, and he placed it on the calendar. And then Pope Gregory let me check my notes here.
Pope Gregory, he changed the name.
There's more details to it. Pope Gregory VIII changed it to Our Lady of the Rosary. And there's a whole long story there too, but essentially that was where Our Lady of the Rosary came for this feast day, but it was first Our Lady of Victory, but Our Lady of Victory due to her Holy Rosary.
That's amazing.
Is what it's been attributed to. So yeah, that's the Cliff's Notes version. There's a lot more there. It's pretty phenomenal history. Even secular historians will say the Christian fleet was outnumbered, undergunned at, you know, literally at the most, at every disadvantage, and the wind shifted and they won what they should have lost, essentially.
Wow. So 450 years ago today was essentially that Battle of Lepanto.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Our popes have had a lot to say, too, about praying the rosary. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've got a list here of some of the best quotes from our popes that talk about the rosary.
Yeah.
So this one is just, it gets right to the point. Pope Francis, he doesn't gloss things. He just kind of says things straightforward, right? Here's what Pope Francis says about the rosary. He says, I want to give you some advice, right? So that should already kind of cue your interest, right? Never abandon the rosary.
Hmm.
Never abandon the rosary. He reiterated it twice. Wow. He said, pray the rosary as she asked. You know, of course, our World Apostolate of Fatima is hosting the Marian event this Saturday. So definitely check that out. I know they're going to be talking about some of the events around Fatima and the praying of the rosary. How about the beautiful Pope St. John Paul II? Here's what he says. Recite the rosary every day. I earnestly urge pastors to pray the rosary and to teach people in their Christian communities how to pray it.
Mm.
Pastors should pray that too. And we have priests that come in all of the time. You can see their rosary often in their in their pocket. Of course, our Dominicans, they pray the rosary. The rosary given to St. Dominic.
That's right. Yeah. Rosary given to St. Dominic. They all wear it on their habit. Ironically enough, since we're talking about battles and victories, they wear it on their left side. Do you know why?
Is that where a scabbard would be worn?
It's their spiritual sword, according to many scholars, but Padre Pio is famous for saying the rosary is the weapon for our times, but it's carried on their left the way you would draw your scabbard would be sitting on your left if you're a right-handed sword fighter. So they carry it on their left-hand side. You'll see it on every
habit. That is fantastic. That is perfect place for that. And then lastly, before we close out, Pope Paul VI, he said this, there is no doubt that after the celebration of the Liturgy of the Hours, the high point which family prayer can reach, the rosary should be considered as one of the best and most efficacious prayers in common that the Christian family is invited to recite. There's all kinds of ways that you can bring your family together to pray that rosary. Lots of tips online. You know, sometimes if you have little ones, it's hard for them to sit through a whole decade. Well, maybe just start out easy. Just one decade. Talk about that mystery and just pray one decade. And if you have trouble sitting down and praying a whole rosary, well, just stretch it out throughout your day.
Yeah.
Just pray it a decade at a time. So on today's Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, we ask, pray for us. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.